The making of a smoked strawberry hand pie. It's one of my favorite times of year, strawberry picking season. As my area of Western New York State has such a short strawberry season, I literally am consuming strawberries for 3 weeks straight. Good thing they're packed with vitamins and minerals like vitamin C and K, folate, potassium, magnesium, as well as being low in calories and fiber rich. They sure are great at filling you up, which makes you eat less. This season, I've got a trio of recipes all using the smoked strawberries that I've done on my charcoal grill. Get yourself a flat of strawberries, follow our easy smoking technique. We do have three to choose from that offer various levels of smoke flavor, and prepare to make simple hand pies perfect for the hot day of summer, or frankly, anytime you can find strawberries. Grill and strawberry prep. As I'm using a charcoal grill, I get that started first, as I want a temperature of about 300 degrees Fahrenheit or slightly more when the strawberries are placed on the grill. My grill has an insert system, making it a bit easier to light my fuel. I place my fire starter at the base of my chimney starter in the charcoal pan that has been filled with smoke-alicious charwood. I've also foil-covered a brick to radiate additional heat to the strawberries and place that on one side of the charcoal area. I will use a two-zone setup so I don't burn the sugars in the strawberries. I light the fire starter, place the chimney of charwood on top, and go to the kitchen to prepare the strawberries. I'll be preparing about 6 quarts for all three recipes I plan to make. Start with strawberries that are at their peak. Gently wash them and then trim the stem end. I cut smaller strawberries in half and larger in quarters to ensure the smoke vapor can penetrate easily. Tiny ones I leave whole. I place my clean, trimmed strawberries in a disposable foil pan for actual cooking on the grill, which makes cleanup so easy. Smoking. Once the strawberries are ready for the grill, I place one chunk of hardwood on the charwood coals. This will add smoke flavor. I've used a double fillet wood chunk to control the boldness of the smoke. The actual smoking process will only take about 15 minutes, so know about halfway through, you will want to rotate your foil pan to prevent the pectin from burning. I'll be collecting all that thickened juice after the cook and save it for a cocktail I'm making. Be sure to keep in mind that you'll still have hot coals left when the smoked strawberries are done, so use them for another cooking, maybe some charred peppers or onions, or even cook some meat, as you'll have plenty of heat left. The recipe. With the strawberries all smoky good, the juices thickened and rendered, it's time to take these to the kitchen and make our hand pies. First, drain off as much of the juice as possible and capture it in a container to use for other recipes. We have a great one for strawberry marinade you should check out. Next, you'll need about 1 cup of the smoked strawberries, pie dough, either homemade or store-bought, 1 tablespoon cornstarch, 2 tablespoons sugar, sanding or turbinado sugar, and 1 egg plus 1 teaspoon of water. You'll also need a rolling pin if making your own dough and flour for rolling out the dough, as well as a 4 to 5 inch round cookie cutter. Cut 10 rounds from your dough and refrigerate them on parchment-lined sheet pan while you prepare the filling. Take the cup of smoked strawberries and add the tablespoon of cornstarch and the 2 tablespoons of sugar, mixing gently but well. If additional juices have rendered, pour them off. Take 1 dough round at a time while keeping the others refrigerated. Add about 1 to 2 tablespoons of strawberries to 1/2 of that round, maintaining a dough border. Brush egg wash around the edge of the filled side of the dough round. Gently fold over the dough to make a crescent shape and seal the edges by pushing lightly with your fingertips to form a crimped edge. To finish the pies for cooking, after folding and crimping the edge, brush the surface with egg wash and sprinkle with coarse sugar. Make a small slit in each hand pie top to allow the steam to release during cooking. Make sure the hand pies are spaced out on the sheet pan to allow for juice spillage. Bake in a 400 degree oven for 20 to 25 minutes or until the crust browns. Remove from the oven and allow to rest on the sheet pan for 5 minutes, then remove to a cooling rack. Super outcome. After a simple smoking of 15 minutes on a charcoal grill using a 2-zone cooking method, pouring off the beautiful juice and producing a pie filling, we stuffed 4-inch dough rounds with our smoked mixture, producing the perfect size hand pie. After baking in the oven for about 25 minutes, although you can do that step as well on your grill of choice, we let them rest and then serve them up a la naturel, though these are fabulous with a bit of fresh whipped cream or even a scoop of vanilla bean ice cream. Smoked strawberry hand pie will be your easy dessert or snack recipe to whip up when those short-lived fresh strawberries come to town. We hope this recipe inspires you to try wood-fired grilling techniques with your favorite foods. Tell us what's your favorite fruit to smoke or grill with wood, and what kind of recipe do you make? Bringing innovation to wood-fired cooking with recipes, techniques, and the science behind the fire, smoke, and flavor. That's Smokin'Licious.